So here's the problem. You've got a piece of furniture or some wall paneling or something, and the veneer is lifting on it. You know the sort of situation, a particleboard tabletop maybe, and the veneer is lifting or it's chipped. Maybe a sheet of ply, a bit of water's got behind, and the top layer has popped off. Or maybe a cabinet, you know, some of that veneered furniture that was very popular back in the 30s. Some of that is actually lifting off. How do you fix it? Well, this is a quick and easy, it's a little bit of rough and ready mechanism for repairing it, and a variation that is a little bit better. If it's a piece of fine furniture, you want to try and push the veneer down. This is another one of those trade tips that I want to share with you. And you want to get some adhesive underneath it. A lot of people don't realise how simple and easy it is to just sneak a little bit of adhesive underneath the veneer using something like a toothpick to sort of push it under, and then just use a bit of masking tape, paper tape, just to hold the veneer down by wrapping it around the edge of, say, the tabletop. That's plenty good enough for holding the veneer in place until it goes off overnight if you're using something like PVA glue. I wouldn't recommend that you use super glue in these sorts of situations. You can use it. It works, but it works a little bit too fast. You want something that's a little bit slower curing. So I wouldn't recommend that. If you've got a veneer problem where a ply is delaminating, and I'm going to include in the image for this audio boo a door of mine where the ply veneer is lifting off the bottom of the door, and I've just repaired it. And the strategy was to get some adhesive underneath the veneer and then hold it down while it went off overnight. Now, I used epoxy, slow cure epoxy. I don't mean the 5-minute type resin epoxy that you might think you want to use. You want the slow cure stuff, the stuff that takes overnight to go off, because you want plenty of working time with this. And what you do is you gently brush, poke, however you want to get the adhesive underneath the top layer of veneer that's lifted, and really try and get it in there well and truly, and wet it out, and do whatever you have to get it underneath. I used a brush to sort of, and I actually lifted the veneers up with a little splinter of timber I had, and then I used a brush to sort of work the epoxy underneath the veneer. And then what I did is, you know that plastic packaging tape that you sometimes get around parcels that you have to cut with a knife? Well, get hold of something like that. It doesn't have to exactly be that, but that's really pretty bloody good for this situation. And a stapler. And what you do is you lay those plastic packaging tape over the top of it and then use a stapler to press it down and to hold the laminates in place. This is a technique I got from a fellow just recently, in the last 12 months as a matter of fact, and it works like an absolute treat. The reason you're using the plastic tape is it actually spreads the load of the staples a lot more, and it also prevents the staples from actually penetrating into the veneer and damaging the veneer even further. And once it's gone off, what you do is you just simply strip the plastic tape off. The staples come with it, and it just leaves two little holes. Now, that's why I said right at the beginning that this is a little bit of a rougher method, because you actually end up with little holes. Now, in the case of a bit of ply panelling on my door, that's no big deal. I can easily putty that up, or the varnish that I put over the top will fill those tiny little pinholes left by the staples. But if it's a piece of fine furniture, you don't necessarily want to go with that. So if it's fine furniture, you'll need to go with the idea of actually taping it down around the edge. Or if it's in the middle of the board, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to try and squeeze adhesive underneath the veneer, and then you're going to have to clamp it on top with another flat board. I actually find something like plastic wrap, that food wrap, is a really good thing to put down before you weight it with something substantially heavy, or clamp it if you have to, and then just walk away from it. I'm going to do another one of these audio boozers. I was thinking of doing this one. I was thinking about the different types of adhesives that I've used over the years, and might share with you some hints and tips about adhesives, because there are so many of them for different applications and have different purposes, and there are some new ones that have come out in the last 10 or so years that are just brilliant, but I'll do that later. But in this case, I'd recommend, for what I've been talking about, using epoxy, slow cure, 8, 12 hour cure epoxy. And you want to get something that's relatively thin, you know, sort of a thinner consistency, less viscosity than, say, even honey, so that you can easily work it into where you want it to go and it can wet out. And capillary action will actually take it a little bit further away. But have a look at the image associated with this audio boo and you'll understand a little bit more about how this technique works. And it's worked like an absolute treat on this job that I've had to on this door that I've had to repair for myself. Hope that's of some help. Let me know if it is. Thanks very much. Catch you later. Bye-bye.